Hi, I'm Kat.
And I'm Emma.
If you love the Dead Parent Club podcast, you can help support its future using the Acast supporter feature.
Now, it's up to you how much you give, and there is no regular commitment. So if you can and you want to, please do hit the link in the show description to support now. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Kat.
And I'm Emma.
And thank you for joining us. Welcome back to the Dead Parent Club podcast.
Each week, we're going to be talking about what it's like to be members of the Dead Parent Club and also chatting to brilliant guests about their grieving journeys.
We'll also be hearing from people far more qualified than us who can give you some top advice on navigating this new normal.
So, welcome everyone to the Dead Parent Club.
So, Emma, it's here. We've made it, and it is the final episode of the series.
I'm not just saying this, I genuinely cannot believe, you know when you said the other week, like, you know, it's the final, I was like, no, that's not come around yet. I cannot
believe
it's flown by, hasn't it?
I know, and we've had all these amazing guests, we've had basically our own therapy ourselves throughout the season, and yeah, just hearing from like the audience, listeners and stuff about how much they've enjoyed it, it's actually been amazing.
It really, you're right, it's felt like free therapy. So thank you so much. If you've been a guest, if you've listened, if you've contributed in any way, shape or form, thank you so, so much, because you've helped us probably more than you realise. So we thought for the final episode, we'd talk about what we've learned from this season, because there might be episodes that maybe you've not listened to that we can reflect on and you might think, oh, that might help me. And yeah, just give an overview on our takeaways from season two of the Dead Parent Club.
Let's get stuck in. I mean, this was your first season with the Dead Parent Club, obviously after my never-ending season one of the new Dreams this season two. So what do you think it's been like? How have like your expectations been compared to kind of what you thought it'd be like, or have you enjoyed it?
I've absolutely loved it, which I knew I would. Obviously, that was why I wanted to be a part of it. But I think for me, what has been most striking is I came into this thinking, oh my God, we're going to hear from so many amazing people, which we have. But also, I've realised how easy it is, Kat, for you and I to just talk and talk and talk. And when you start talking about it, because pre-coming on this podcast, I never had. I'd never just sat there with a friend and been like, right, once a week, what we're going to do is talk about my dead mum. Yeah. And so to-ing and fro-ing with you and actually like hearing your take on things as well and how, it, you know, they differ. So there's some similarities and some things differ. It's been really, really beneficial. And I've taken away little nuggets myself that I now practice kind of in everyday life. What about you? What's it been like having me on board, Kat?
You know, it has actually been so nice. I feel like there's, when you're doing like one-on-one interviews, there's obviously that kind of like pressure to kind of keep everything going, and having you there has been so good as well to have that fresh perspective. And it's so funny when we're kind of recording together and then we're like, I was going to ask that question. And it's so nice that we can be on like the same wavelength when we're doing it. But yeah, those one-on-one interviews, I've absolutely loved them. And it's kind of one of them where like, you're like, oh, I feel like we need to have a guest on all the time. But actually having those really honest and open conversations between you and I have been amazing. And I know that guests have really benefited from it too. Like those are some of the episodes that I've had the most messages about, because we are obviously renowned just for being unbelievably open and just really honest and laying it all down on the table. And I think it's really refreshing for people. Like you just said then, people don't get the opportunity to sit down and talk about their grief and their parent every week. And I think hearing other people do it and being able to resonate with that has been really useful for people. And it's been really useful for me. So that's been amazing.
Yeah, do you know what? Your honesty has been huge for me. Which episode was it when you were being like, probably our parents, well, our dads shouldn't have been listening.
Grief and dating. Brutal.
Yeah. And I was like, do you know what? This is wholly admirable because, Kat, you sat there and you were so, so honest. You know, you spoke your truth and it was clear that you'd learned so much about yourself when you were talking in that episode. And I know if younger Emma was listening to you, if 18-year-old Emma, who just lost her mum, was listening to you, I would take so much comfort and solace in those words, how you were talking about, you know, how you recognised the reasons behind the way you were behaving. And it's not your fault. It's not your fault that you were responding to trauma in a way that you were trying to cope with things. And you know, you spoke kind of about it as if you know you weren't proud of it, you weren't proud of that period in your life, but I actually sat there and was like, why not? Because you know what, that helped mold you, form you and shape you into the girl you are now, and you're setting an example, and your brutal honesty I know will have helped so many people, because it certainly would have helped 18-year-old Emma. So thank you.
Thanks, Emma. I actually do wish that I'd actually been able to listen to that conversation myself when I was that age. So I would have been like, oh, I feel spoken to. That's me. I can identify where I'm going wrong. Maybe there are things that I can do to change it.
Yeah.
What are some of the other things that you've learned from the episode? Because I look back, if you think about our episode with Dr. Tom on grief and guilt, which was like one of the first ones that we did, it feels like a lifetime ago, but it also doesn't at the same time. But that was one of the first conversations that we had when we were like, kind of having free therapy here. Like, I'm really enjoying this.
Yeah, and do you know what? That was one of the first episodes. And all I remember sitting there is thinking, I'm normal. Like this guy is speaking to us and just basically telling us that our feelings are completely normal, which I kind of already knew by that point. But to have someone who's like certified in that field say to you, no, how you feel is genuinely fine. That is exactly how a lot of people would feel, is so reassuring. And it's just a reminder that you're not alone in this world. It doesn't matter what trauma you've been through, what losses you've endured, you really aren't alone. I think another of my favorite episodes, and I'm pretty sure it's going to be one of yours as well, was with Lee Solomon, the funeral director.
What a guy. When will I have ever in another world sat down and asked those questions to a funeral director?
That's what made it so wonderful, was that he was so open with us that he allowed us to ask him all the intricacies about what happens on a funeral, what happens at the crematorium, what goes on. And he really went into detail about it. And do you know what? Those are the kind of things I feel like are quite taboo. People don't want to talk about it because it's scary or whatever. Yeah. But I really, really enjoyed that we were just able to ask away. And I know I would have enjoyed listening to the episode because he gave us so many facts. He gave us so much knowledge. And I felt more comfortable. I don't know about you, but I felt more comfortable about the whole thing.
Oh my God, absolutely. Like hearing how thoughtful he was with everybody that came into the funeral home, like, you know, people's parents and loved ones and brothers and sisters, like he... just the way he spoke about them, it was with so much respect. And he also just acknowledged how difficult those situations are for everyone. Because I think, imagine how hard it must be to go into a home where somebody's just died and all of those emotions are so rife. And he was just so calm and down to earth and lovely. I was just so surprised by how much I loved enjoying that episode. Like, it really was amazing.
I think my favourite anecdote from that was that when he's giving the men a shave, he gets like the radio on and has a dance with them and asks them if they like that song. Like, but what a wonderful thing, because it's like you say, it's treating them with such respect, almost like they're still alive, like they're still there. And it was just wonderful. I think another episode that really stuck out for me was, there were so many, but Governor, you know, when we spoke to Governor.
God, yeah, it was that bit when he was talking about how men holding it all in, like, it doesn't just impact them, but it impacts women as well. And obviously the other people around them that carry the weight of what they're feeling on their shoulders because they're not opening up about it.
That, for me, I don't know about you, but I'd never consciously thought about that, because I am now part of a male-dominated family, although I have just had a baby niece.
So congratulations,
thank you. There is another female in the bloodline. Yes. I'm so happy, because as a girl coming from a family full of men, this is amazing.
I feel you.
Yes, of course. And I don't know about you, but I never consciously sat there and gone, ooh, the fact that the men don't really open up that much in my family means that, like, there's always this underlying feeling within me that I want to share more, or I want to talk more, or I want to be more open about my feelings. But I guess I keep that in around the men in my family a lot, because I don't feel that they're as open as me, and therefore I don't want to tread. I mean, we all know when we had my brother on for that episode that I'd set up a WhatsApp group for myself and my two brothers to share photos of my mum and Nana, and there was one message in it, and it was from me. So, you know, I think when Governor said that, it really struck me, because I thought, do you know what? He's right. If men were more open, it would make their lives easier, because they'd be talking and they'd be sharing the load, and it would make us as women feel more comfortable in not only sharing our feelings, but in being there for them.
Yeah, I've learned even more of that myself recently. We recently had a family wedding, and my brother came back from Cyprus for the first time in a year and a half, and all three of us were together for the first time. And I kind of found out some information about one of my brothers that's kind of like made me worry about him and stuff. And it's the same with when I was talking to my other brother about it. I was like, our issue is that we don't actually ask each other and mean it if we're okay. Like, we don't have those open conversations. And like, there was at this wedding, weddings are highly emotional for me. I cry every time. And it's worse because I've got a new member of the family now. My mum had a sister she never knew existed, and she came to the wedding, and my mum's never had got to meet her. And she was adopted when she was born, and it's just all this amazing like emotion. And I was like crying at the wedding, like, because obviously you get boozy and then you start crying and it's just a mess. And one of my brothers came up to me and he was like, I really miss her too. And that was the first time that we've said anything about my mum for years. And it's so true, like, you know, having those conversations with Governor, but also with, you know, Stephen Bland, with Robbie, with Jake, having those conversations with men has been such a privilege. Like, I feel so honored to have been able to sit down and dedicate four episodes, one after the other, to talking about men, about how they deal with grief and how it shaped them, because I think they are such impactful episodes.
Yeah, they really were. And I think, you know, hearing from those men, that part of the series in particular, you know, when we were talking about breaking down toxic masculinity, every single person that we'd had on the podcast, well, every person we've had actually for the entire series have achieved greatness in their lives. They've achieved something great. And I think what was really reassuring was to know that it doesn't matter who you are, you still experience the same feelings as everybody else. And we all know that. We all know that day to day, doesn't matter who you are, doesn't matter what your status is, you experience feelings of pain, of joy, all the best feelings, all the worst feelings. But I think hearing Jake Quickenden, Robbie Savage, Steve Bland and Governor talk so openly and in such depth about those emotions, I think that's what it really was for me, that these aren't just passing waves. These are things that they've really, really had to work on and work their way out of. And it's a never ending thing is grief. It never stops. I think that's another thing I've learned, that I'm not going to wake up one morning and go, ta-da, everything's great.
Feeling better now.
Yeah, exactly. It just doesn't work like that.
On that note, like, it's like how Steve Bland was talking about how, you know, obviously he's got a new partner now, but he's speaking about how he deserves to still have happiness and have love in his life despite what he's gone through. And it's the same with when you've lost a parent, it can feel like your life's never going to be happy again, but you deserve it. And I think hearing those stories and hearing that from those people has been really reassuring.
Yeah, you're right. It shines a light on how short life is, I think, actually. And even now I find myself going, oh my God, if I'm really lucky, I'm a third of the way through my life. If I'm really, really lucky, don't I owe it to myself to make the most of this and to work on myself to ensure that I have the happiest and best life? Because like we've said in previous episodes, your mum wouldn't want you to spend your entire life just grieving her loss and never having any joy. Yeah. Never having joy in life. She would want you. And I think it's about that. It's about that balance, that you don't have to just be, you can be happy and be grieving. It's not a black and white thing. You don't have to be one or the other. You can be at things like weddings where you meet the sister that your mum never met, and you can be so happy and so sad at the same time, which just on that, because I know we're kind of doing a roundup of everything, but that is like a fascinating take. And I think the listeners really know you now, Kat, and we all root for you and are invested in your story. So what was that like at the wedding? You know, see, obviously your mum wasn't there. No, but seriously, with her sister? Did you say that was the first time you'd met her?
So I'd met her before, but this was the first time I'd met all of my extended cousins as well. And it was also the first time that all of my mum's siblings were all in the same place. So all of them were there apart from my mum. And it was, I felt, because basically there was this big bathtub at the wedding and all the siblings got in and they're having a photo together.
They all got really in,
they're having a photo together. And I had to turn around and I was just sobbing. I think obviously it was, I was drunk, so I had heightened emotions anyway, but I think even if I was sober, I would have found that really difficult to look at. And I also felt really guilty because this was such an important day for her. So her name's Lois. And she came up to me and I was like, I feel so blessed that you have come into our lives. And I've probably said this, you know, when you're drunk and you repeat things over and over again. But I was like, I feel so, so blessed that you're here because you're kind of like helping to fill a bit of a hole that my mum's left. And I think it's amazing that they're all getting to know you, but I'm absolutely heartbroken for my mum and for you that you never got to meet each other because you would have got on like a house on fire. And I can see so much of my mum and her, and when I close my eyes, I can picture them sat talking to each other and enjoying each other's company. And it is such a unique thing to be going through. Like, it's so weird, like how this woman's come out of the woodwork. She's like in her 60s and she's missed such a huge part of her life, but she's never going to get to know one of her sisters. And I think it's really sad, but yeah, it was a really emotional day. And one of her cousins came up to me and he was like, I'm really upset I never got to meet your mum. And we were all crying. And yeah, a really, really unique experience.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Yeah, how did you find out about your mum's sister?
Yeah, so it was literally one of her kids messaged one of my cousins and said, hi, bit random, was your grandma Dorothy Webster? My cousin was like, yeah, like, that's right. And then she was like, basically this straightforward, I think we might be cousins. My mum was adopted. We've been looking through like on Ancestry, like we found a link to like the bloodline, blah, blah, blah. My cousin was like, messaging us, and the family was like, don't give them your bank details.
Yeah. Like, if they ask for £17,000, don't do it.
We were like, what the hell? And then basically conversation after conversation, and we found out that on her birth certificate, it had our grandma's name on it, but the dad had been blanked out. We found out that our grandma had been forced to adopt her once she was born because she was born out of wedlock. So she wasn't allowed to keep her. So she was forced to give her up. And she had some letters from our grandma as well that she'd given to her when she was given away. And yeah, she found a bloodline link to one of my mum's cousins that was on Ancestry. And from there, she basically worked it back and figured out what line she came down. And yeah, that's literally how it happened. Like, one of my aunties is a bit unhinged, and she didn't think about how other people would react to it. Before everybody knew, she put in the family group chat, we've just found one of our siblings who grandma adopted when she was like really young, blah, blah, blah. And all of us were a bit like,
wow.
Like, as boom. Yeah, as really casual. Yeah.
Mic drop, right?
Yeah. There. I wouldn't expect it any other way in my family. They're all.
So is your grandma still alive?
No. No. She's sad.
It would be fascinating for you to have a chat with your mum's sister, even about her feelings and all that. Mm. You know, even that in itself, obviously, you do you. I'm just thinking. Yeah. I would be like, you know what, actually, you're not in the same situation. It's very different. Both are very unique. Mm. But she's lived without her mum, who has passed away. And, you know, even having that conversation, you have common ground there.
Yeah, we do. I think we will have more conversations with each other as we get to know each other. But it was strange. When I first met her, I had this, you have this vision in your head that it's going to be some big momentous occasion. But in reality, you're actually just meeting a stranger for the first time.
Yeah.
And you kind of actually have to build that up from scratch.
Did she resemble your mum a lot physically?
Oh my God, she looks, not exactly like my mum, but you can tell, like, she's a Webster. Like, Christ, yeah. You see them all together and you're like, oh my God. And you see all the cousins as well, like, we all look so alike. It's really funny.
And her mannerisms, was she like your mum in the way she was?
She's just very calm and collected, but friendly. Like, she's a really, really good listener. You can tell she's really attentive. And yeah, it's honestly just so interesting. I could talk about it for hours.
Yeah. Do you know what? No, but seriously, for like season three, we can delve deeper into this and talk about that. It's a fascinating thing. How many people find themselves in a situation where they lose their mum age 20, then meet a sister that their mum's sister that their mum never met, who never met their own mum. It's like, blows your mind.
I mean, we can catch up on it live with a couple of episodes on how it goes, because I think it's going to be definitely an ongoing story.
It's like Dead Parent Club podcast meets Long Lost Families.
Yeah, literally.
Literally. It is amazing. But yeah, and I think... Also, that's fascinating that in season two, like, while this has all been going on, that's a journey you've been going on as well in your own time. You know, it's just amazing. Yeah.
What a life.
What a life. And thank you for sharing it so much, because you've shared so much there with us already. Mm-hmm. And it's so private and personal to you. So thank you for sharing it with us. And I think that's one of the things as well that has struck me, is that you listening are so open about how you feel. And because you're so honest and open about stuff, it makes me feel as though I owe my complete honesty to you, because that's the only way we get through this. There is no point sugarcoating things. There's no point pretending in any area of life. If you are pretending, you'll not be happy. So, like, yeah, thank you for listening and allowing us to be our truest selves.
Absolutely. I think some of the messages that we've received this season have been just like really humbling, and kind of hearing how the podcast is helping so many of you, no matter what you're going through. I know a lot of people who are in the early stages of grief. I've heard from people who's lost their parents like 20, 30 years ago, and they're now in their 40s and they're finding it useful, and they're looking back to how they were when they just lost their parent, and they're really resonating with things that we're talking about. And it really is just an absolute blessing to hear from you, and to hear that what we're doing is working, because that's what we're here for. I know that me and Emma obviously enjoy it. We enjoy talking about our parents and, you know, the intricacies of grief. But hearing that it's doing something positive is what this is all about.
Exactly that. And something that you guys listening probably won't know is that this is just purely a passion project. And there are people working behind the scenes now who wanted to take on the Dead Parent Club podcast. There's a company called Distorted who are helping us every single week. They are taking their time out to do this. And they're only doing that because they believed in this podcast and wanted to help people as well. So I think even though Kat and I are now the voices of it, and we speak to you every week, huge thanks has to go to the people that are working behind the scenes to make this what it is. And I think, again, that just shows, Kat, that this powerhouse of an idea that you came up with to help other people really is doing exactly what you wanted it to do, which is help other people.
Yeah, absolutely. And just to echo what you said there about, you know, the team at This Is Distorted, I am unbelievably grateful, because to go from somebody who was doing all the editing myself, doing all the production planning myself, and just everything, the social media, videos, like, I know it's a hell of a lot of work, and I know that you're listening in as we're talking about this, so thank you very much. And whilst we're on the topic of it being a passion project, if any of you would be kind enough to consider donating to the running of the show so that we can pay the people that are working so hard behind the scenes to make it happen, we would be unbelievably grateful. You can do it on whatever app you're listening to, and I'll add a link in the show notes as well for you to be able to do that, because they deserve it for their time. And yeah, we'd be really, really grateful.
I mean, they deserve it purely for the fact that they have to put up with listening to us waffle on every week, really.
Absolutely.
Don't they? that in itself warrants some sort of payment. But thank you for your support in whatever way it is.
Absolutely.
Thank you for your messages. Thank you for your support. Thank you for, you know, even if you've anonymously spoken to us, thank you. And we aren't going anywhere, are we, Kat?
No, we are going to be back for a series 3, and we are already very, very excited. We're going to have to get busy over the next couple of weeks, making sure that we've got some amazing episode planned for you guys once it launches. But yeah, I mean, we can't wait to share more with you already.
We really can't. And you know what we want more than anything is we want to hear from you what you want to hear from us. What's going to help you? Please do get in touch and tell us, right, this episode, guys, or put your questions to us and we can cover it, because that's what we're here for. We want to help you. So please, please, please let us know whatever you would like us to talk about.
Yeah, if there's any kind of like professionals that you think would be great to come on, if there's any specific point of view that we think we should get an expert on to talk about in more detail, please just drop us a message. You can email us at hello@deadparentclub.co.uk. You can find us on Instagram at Dead Parent Club Podcast, and we're on Facebook and Twitter. And just as a side note, it might take me a while to get back to you, but I promise that I will.
She always does. She always does. Kat, thank you so much for letting me be part of this journey. I am so, so grateful. It's honestly one of the things that I find most enjoyable in my life. Don't know what that says about my life, but yeah.
Thank you. And thank you. This is Distorted. And thank you to all of our listeners as well.
Absolutely. Thank you. And we will see you next season.
See you next season.
Bye.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.